Shola Ama on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Of course, we still believe in love. We are hopeless romantics on Fresh FM. And we love love, L-O-V-E. Yes, we are, Moss. No?
Yes.
Or have we given up?
Oh, who, me? Yeah. we'll find our way back then.
Okay, 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 good. Okay, cool. We also checked out, what was it? It was Justin Bieber's Yummy. That's before we got into your news, your weather, your sports, as well as some business news. It's 7:35. We've got someone very famous on line right now. Someone that
very important
understands what it means when it comes to financial mistakes and just finances and some of these words that we don't know, like repo rate and vatsa khutese. We've got a financial wellness coach online right now, Osi Thembi Kandanga. Hi, Thembi. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing amazing.
How is the weather? Listen, where exactly are you based, Thapo? How is the weather that side?
I'm in Pretoria. Right now the sun is out, but it's been raining consistently for the past 2 days.
Pretoria. Okay. Shares will we'll probably hear now asking exactly at which corner.
Which corner, yes. Yeah.
Now, Thembi, man, listen, let's talk finances. We our overall conversation this morning is what some of the worst financial mistakes that you've made, okay? But before we even get into that, maybe we just need to ask you some questions. Questions that we know for a fact we always had at the back of our minds, always wanted to pose to a financial expert, but we're either too shy or we just didn't have the time for it. But today we're going to do it, Thembi. Now, every other day, Thembi, we hear about the repo rate hike. What exactly does that mean and how does that impact the average Namibian?
Okay, so the repo rate hike is the rate at which the Bank of Namibia lends money to commercial banks, such as Thembi and Standard Bank. So the repo rate is important for us to watch because it is linked to the prime lending rate. And the prime lending rate is the rate at which these commercial banks then lend money to us for our big purchases such as homes and cars and even personal loans. So simply put, when the repo rate moves, then the prime rate moves, which means then the cost of us borrowing money, or those of us who already have, say, a car loan or mortgage loan, that monthly installment increases because the rate at which we're borrowing this money has now increased.
Okay, so that's something to definitely ponder on today.
So the prime rate is the default rate, right, that consumers will most likely expect. But banks are free to charge anything above the prime rate or below the prime rate, and that is depending on your own personal, you know, factors such as credit worthiness and other debts you have and how over indebted you already are.
Okay, no, that makes sense. So Thembi, quickly tell us, I mean, the one thing that I think that a lot of us, even the listeners, can relate to right now, even when we started the conversation at 6 a.m. this morning, is that, listen, we're all in a crisis, okay? And people are legit deep in debt. People are having what they call financial depression. Now, people are surviving on loans. People are surviving on cash loans, especially because of how everything expensive is, even maybe to tie in with what you said about the repo rate right now. My question to you right now is, how does one really take charge of their finances and create somewhat of a healthy relationship with their money?
Okay, Shai, I know, I'm going to say this and don't roll your eyes. I hope your listeners do not roll their eyes, but we need to budget. I feel like people don't want to hear the word budget.
Money. It's like, you can't tell us to budget because you don't understand my situation, but I hear you.
Exactly. I know it's such a personal situation, but the thing is, big businesses budget. They don't spend any money without knowing where this money is going, without planning for it. I think the thing that most of us think we can do is wing it, or we have a budget in our mind and we don't actually sit down and prioritize actually looking at our finances. I think also a lot of us would rather ignore the situation and maybe hope that it'll just sort itself out. You know, for a few months, you're just kind of holding on for dear life and then, next thing you know, the situation is better. And that's just not going to happen. You have to be proactive in managing your finances, because then you have those situations 2 months, 2 weeks after payday, and you're asking, where did my money go? And it's just because you have not sat down and prioritized. Where did you want your money to go? That should be the question. And so most people will hate the budget because they feel restricted and they feel that, well, it doesn't allow them to have fun. But to change that negative connotation, you really have to allow your budget to work for you. And in that way, it gives you permission to spend. It gives you permission to spend and to not feel guilty and to not be stressed when you're spending your money like this. Every time you swipe, you're wondering, I don't know. I don't know if I can actually afford this.
Yeah.
How about you actually check before you spend if you can afford it?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Tembi Kandanga, just hold the line for us. We will be back in a bit. We'll be talking to the financial wellness coach who's based in Pretoria. We'll be back after this. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9.
It's Namibia's Heart and Soul with the Inneske and Shekwan. It's 7:54. Still talking about your finances. What's some of the worst financial mistakes you have made? And on top of that, we've got a financial wellness coach here, Namibian, but based in Pretoria, Usitembi Kandanga, answering all of your questions. So, Tembi, welcome back. Listen,
we've got a query
that came in here from one of the listeners. All right. And it reads, my question is, why are those who already have a signed agreement with a bank on a specific rate still affected? I mean, I'm guessing she's responding
to the repo rate.
To the repo rate. Yes. Well, it would depend the type of agreement you sign. So you can have a fixed repo rate agreement or fixed rate agreement when you take out a loan. Usually this is offered at mortgage loans or bond loans. So yes, if your rate is fixed, then the movement of the repo rate and the prime rate will not affect your monthly repayments. But for most people, they have a rate that is linked to the prime rate.
Yeah.
So if the prime rate moves, then your bond will move. Then the monthly repayments will also increase or decrease depending on what happens with the repo rate.
Because like I was actually
so it thinking, just depends on that contract.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking to myself as well, like, you know, a theory that I have is that I think for the most part we just don't read our contracts, you know, and there's always like clauses and stuff that we don't necessarily pay attention to. The banks don't tell you about it. And if you don't take the initiative to read through it and understand before signing, you might get yourself trapped for the most part, right?
Yes, it is not also just reading. The problem also with a lot of Namibians is the lack of financial literacy. So you can read the contract, but you don't know what you need to ask. So you're like, okay, it looks good. I think this is what you know is my best interest. But if you don't know that there's an option for a fixed rate, so you wouldn't know to say, hey, I don't want my you know, my interest rate increasing and decreasing with the repo rate. I would like it fixed at this rate right now because this is what I can afford. And going forward, this is what I want to pay. So the thing with linking or fixing your rate is that as interest rates decrease, you do not benefit from the decrease in the interest rate. So it just stays fixed.
Now, I mean, just a bit of a follow-up question on that. Who dictates, like, who dictates in the sense of, you know, choosing between a fixed rate and a rate that responds to the market? Like, do we as the consumer or as the customer have that option? Like, can you say, no, listen, I want a fixed rate despite whatever the repo rate does?
It is a conversation you would have to have with your banker, with your bank. So when you are, especially when you're going for negotiations like a mortgage, which is 20, 30 years, you want to do what is in the, you know, best for you going forward. So it's not just what's happening today and right now. It's what could happen in 5-10 years time. So it's a conversation you have to have with your banker. Yes, you do have some kind of negotiating power, especially if you have a good credit record, if you're not over indebted. You do have negotiating power if you have managed your finances well. The problem is, if you have not managed your finances well in the past, that can be seen, and you are riskier to them. You are a riskier bet, so then they would take the best actions in their regard to make sure that they get their money.
And that they protect themselves, yeah.
end up, they protect themselves.
Yeah. So another question also posted here is that what accounts or savings can one actually take up that somewhat makes sense in the long run, especially with this investments accounts that we hear of all the time at the bank? Which ones would you say are worth looking into and actually investing your money into?
Okay. So what I have to just clarify before we proceed is the use of the word saving and investing interchangeably. I always like to make a distinction that saving is not investing. Mm. So if you're talking about savings accounts at a bank, or maybe you're saving for a short period of time, 3 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
That would be maybe a call account or notice account. These 7-day notice accounts, 32-day accounts.
Yes.
The rates are not the best. They're not amazing compared to maybe what you can earn elsewhere. But remember, when you're saving, you're trying to just preserve your capital more than anything.
Mm.
And so when I say there's a distinction between saving and investing is that when you say, okay, I want to invest, then it's not just capital preservation, but it's about growth. You're chasing growth. You're chasing return, higher potential return. And that means taking on risk, which is not something that is really there when you have your money in a call account or a 7-day notice account.
All right.
So
we've got one quick voice note here from a listener here.
Yeah, since we're running out of time, let's quickly check that out. Yeah.
Hi, morning, guys. With regards to repo rate, when we bought our property, we actually asked the bank if we can have a fixed rate. And then the bank that we bought the house said, no, they do not offer fixed rates. So can you please find out for me if it's only certain banks or is it only some banks that offer fixed rate with mortgage bonds?
Emily, was that question clear?
Yes, the question was clear.
Mm. Yeah.
So the thing here is it depends on the policy of the bank that you are approaching.
True.
I obviously do not know what every single bank in Namibia, you know, has in terms of policies, in terms of how they lend money for mortgages. So if they say they don't offer a fixed rate, that is probably their policy. Another bank might be able to do so, and that's why it's also important to shop around when you are in the home buying process to see where you can get the best deal, because you are not tied to your banker. So if you primarily bank with, you know, F&B, you are not tied to that bank when searching for the better rate.
All right, cool.
Where it's best for you.
We will have to pause it there at Tembi. I think you are officially a friend of Fresh Breakfast. We might have to call you back and post some more financial questions. Tembi Kandanga, we really appreciate you and enjoy the good weather in Pretoria.
Thank you so much for having me.
Experience the rich aroma and